The main character in Mercy Killers is Joe. He's from Southeast Ohio, works as an auto mechanic, and is libertarian in his political views. Michael Milligan, the Juilliard-educated stage actor, wrote the play and has been performing it for about a year now. Milligan says when he was younger, he had insurance, but had not given much thought to the issue of medical care. Then he was in a relationship with someone who needed a lot of care.
It was thrust upon me, the reality of how difficult it is for many people to get the care that they need. And it became apparent to me that artists as a demographic are a group that have been marginalized by the healthcare system because of the nature of the work being sporadic and being, you know, an individual contractor, stuff like that. So we spent several years just trying to stay afloat.
In the play, Joe's wife has cancer and loses her health insurance, and the couple struggles with paying for the treatment she needs. Milligan has done readings of Mercy Killers and has performed it steadily for a little over a year now in several states and at the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland, where it won the Fringe First Award for New Plays. All the while, the heated national debate over the Affordable Care Act and its implementation raged on.
I remember during that weekend, you know, when the shutdown was happening, which was about Obamacare, I was performing it in an open garage in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, sort of spilling over into the sidewalk on a Saturday night as people were walking by, going to meet their friends at bars and stuff. I was there kind of doing it in the open air, and people stopped and listened and, you know, really got the sense that, oh, this debate is still going on, you know, and so that was interesting. That was interesting.
Milligan says the play doesn't take a position on Obamacare, but tries to remind people about why something had to be done to address problems in the healthcare system.
You know, I think it's important as the discussion continues, that people reflect and remember back, oh, this was why this happened. Yeah, people losing their insurance at the moment they need it most was really a immoral condition that was going on. And however we move forward, we need to remember that and not go back to that situation.
Milligan hopes the audiences who see the play leave with raised awareness and are willing to take another look at the issues surrounding the healthcare system.
From a wider point of view that includes their humanity and their sense of human empathy and their hearts. Yeah, because I think that the thoughts that people have about it change then when they realize, oh, these are real people this is happening to.
Milligan will give 6 performances of Mercy Killers in Morgan, Berkeley, and Jefferson counties Friday through next Wednesday. For a list of shows, visit our website at wvpublic.org. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Martinsburg.